The Patriots and Seattle Seahawks are gearing up for Super Bowl 49 on Sunday, the defending champs versus the winningest team of the last decade. They had their first team practices today, and the headline is Tom Brady has a cold. Joining us from Phoenix, Arizona for more on the big game preparations is Only a Game's Doug Tribue. Hi there, Doug.
Hi, Deb.
So, Tom Brady has a cold. How sick is he?
Well, he said that he's had the cold for 4 to 5 days and that his wife, Gisele Bündchen, and their children have it as well. So he is, you know, sounds stuffy. He sounds a little nasally. We had noticed that yesterday. He confirmed it today, and he's trying some what he called sort of old home remedies, like eating a lot of garlic. I don't think he's that sick, but you can hear it in his voice.
So the Patriots sometimes have listed Brady and others as injured to do that during the week, and then they do play on game days. Well, is that what might be happening here?
Well, you know, from 2005 to 2008, he was famously on the injured list and then played consistently week to week to week. So there's a little bit of gamesmanship in that. A lot of times the players do have some sort of lingering injury that they feel justifies, the coaches feel justifies putting them on the list. But I don't think there's any question that Tom Brady is going to play. Certainly he's got a few more days to recover, but you would prefer not to have him have a cold if you're a Patriots fan.
So assuming he does play, what are the keys to Sunday's game? First for the Patriots, Doug.
Well, I think the Patriots are going to need to vary up their offense a lot. They've talked about that a lot. I was at a Patriots press conference here in Phoenix this morning, and they talked about how they cannot be one-dimensional. They have to be able to run the ball. They have to be able to pass the ball. And that's because Seattle's defense is so excellent. Their secondary is known as the Legion of Boom. The secondary is the pass defense, and they are really tough. One of the players who is going to be a key for them is Rob Gronkowski, who the Patriots really haven't had a full season, a full healthy postseason from him in a couple of years. They do this year, and Bill Belichick said that he thinks Gronkowski's really coming into his own because he values being healthy again.
You know, I know this is multiple times he's, you know, come back from various setbacks, and I think the fact that it's, you know, it's gone well, that he continues to feel kind of, you know, better and better each week. And you know, certainly anytime you either lose something or go without something for a little while, you have that appreciation when you're able to regain it or even possibly move up to a little bit higher level, which I would say probably is the case with him.
And you can certainly see Gronkowski's health in his numbers this year. This is really probably the second best season of his career, and they're going to need a lot from him, Deb, to make the offense go on Sunday.
And how about the Seahawks? What are they focusing on?
They're really sort of locked in on, you know, staying loose. The team has a very loose vibe when you're around them at these press availabilities here. There's a sense of confidence, but there's also a sense of comfort of where they're at. And they are trying to become the first team to repeat as Super Bowl champions since the Patriots did it in 2003 and 2004. And Coach Pete Carroll of the Seahawks said that they're not thinking about that. They're not considering last year's game and how they handled things. They're really looking at this as an isolated game.
We don't look at it any differently, really. This is we kind of take this as the first time experience all over again, and we want to come with a freshness and the focus that gets you the kind of attention that allows you to play really well.
And of course, Pete Carroll was the coach in Boston for the Patriots before Bill Belichick. There's a lot of respect between these two coaches, and both of them bring some real strengths on the defensive side of the ball, some creativity on the offensive side of the ball. There's a lot of similarities there, and I think that's really going to be one of the most fun parts of this, is seeing how these two sort of master strategists square off in the Super Bowl on Sunday.
And what's the atmosphere like there, would you say, Doug?
Well, you know, the fans really haven't started to pour in too much yet, and so the city, there's this sense of gearing up. You know, we saw buildings being wrapped with massive ads on the first day that we were here earlier this week, and it's starting to fill up more. You're starting to see some NFL alumni and some players from other teams rolling into town, but there's a loose vibe. But their first practice is this afternoon, both teams, and things are going to get more serious for the teams from here on out.
Okay, I have to ask you, prediction for Sunday. Come on, Doug.
I like the Patriots to win. I think this will be a very tough game. Seattle is an excellent team. They seem to be really in the right mindset, but I do like the Patriots to blow it out.
Okay. All right. Only a game. What? I don't know if you answered that question. We got it.
Down, Deb.
Only a game's Doug Tribou. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.